What's up, my great people? Your boy Jew Joyner is here with you on today. So excited to be talking to my newfound friend, Melvin Crispell III. What's going on, sir?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I am doing well. You are doing some big things, man, and I'm so proud and I'm so happy for you, man. Your journey in music did not start when us here seeing you on Sunday Best, but you know your journey actually started before that. Tell us about your upbringing in gospel music.
Yeah, man. You know, I come from a musical background. My dad was a world-renowned composer, musician, and my mom was right alongside him as a renowned singer and songwriter herself. So really, I grew up in the gospel industry. My dad, wrote and played for a lot of different gospel artists such as Hezekiah Walker, Timothy Wright, James Hall and Worship and Praise, and many, many others. And, that was, really my whole life growing up, just traveling and, just gospel music. That's really how I got started. I started singing at the age of, 2 years old. And, just being around my parents, they were such heavy influences for me. Just being around them and watching them do what they do. I didn't really feel pressured to have to do what they do, but just watching them, it made me want to. And so that's really, I've always wanted to be a gospel artist and a singer. And God just really shaped me into being the man that I am today, which I'm really grateful for.
2019, you won Sunday Best. You were the season 9 winner.
And yes, sir.
Man, did that moment right there, was that the spark or the springboard for letting us know who Melvin Crispell was? Or do you feel as though that your name was out before then and you could have stood up without Sunday Best?
I feel like, honestly, it could have went either way. Grateful for Sunday Best. I'm grateful for Sunday Best. I didn't really want to do it at first. It was something that my parents, didn't really want me to get into because they knew the gospel industry and they knew how, difficult it could be to maneuver. But I'm grateful for Sunday Best being able to do it. It did, get me, more exposure into arenas and audiences that I never would have thought possible. And it really was a message to myself to really, encourage me to say, I really can make it in this, in this industry, like whatever way it goes, God has me and he will, push me into doors, and push me in front of people that I didn't think I would be even qualified for. So I'm definitely grateful for that experience. I definitely, needed it.
Man, over 12 million audio streams. And I'm just, and I was just looking through your bio and some of the highlights that you have going on right now. And over 12 million audio streams. Wonderful Is Your Name is what hit the, just what came out and just blessed all of us. But man, and as I'm looking at your bio, two things stood out to me. The sudden death of your father at the age of 16, followed by your mother's passing at the age of 18.
Yeah.
Bruh, it had to only be God that has gotten you to this point, because your mother and your father are no longer here. And in the highlight of your career, it's got who do you lean on at this point in your life?
There's so many, people that God has placed in my life, especially, since their passing, to, just make sure I was good. My church family, is definitely, a big rock for me. The Life Center of Charlotte, Bishop Brian Moore, that's been, my rock, my grandparents, as well, just being there for them and then being there for me, And it's so many other people, you know, the friends that God has put in my life, like genuine people that just care about me beyond music, beyond, you know, career. They just care about, you know, who I am and how I'm feeling. It's great. I'm grateful to have those people in my life now that can just make sure I'm good.
That's awesome, man. That is and I commend you, man, for not stopping, but following your dreams and not allowing a setback to pull you back. But you have really doing some wonderful things. The new single.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us the inspiration, man.
Man, well, this song was definitely written by KJ Scriven and a couple of, you know, his constituents. You know, it was, when I heard the song, I, you know, didn't think that I would be able to record it and really just, you know, relay the message the way it was intended to. But, you know, when we, you know, tried it out, hashed it out, and I, you know, tried to put my little spin on it, it really worked. And I'm so, so grateful that it did, because that song is, you know, absolutely amazing. I think it's an amazing message of hope to people, to just really encourage and uplift people. So I'm grateful for that. KJ Scriven is absolutely amazing. What a pleasure it is to work with him always.
Awesome, man. So you have an album coming up that we're looking forward to in June?
Yes, June the 16th. I'm super, super excited. Of course, All Right was a part of this Willick album. It was a live recording last year, towards the end of last year in Dallas, Texas. And yes, I am super excited. My very first live recording, you know, it meant so much to me, and I can't wait to share it with the world. You know, there's a lot of different stories to be told. And yes, I can't wait for people to hear it.
Chandler Moore is on the album. Trinity Anderson is on the album. KJ Scriven, as we've been talking about, is on the album. Man, it is. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the entire thing, man. I really am. And please, man, before we, you know, depart from one another, please let us know how we can connect with you on social media.
Yes, you can connect with me on Instagram at The Third Melvin Crispell, on TikTok at The Third Melvin Crispell, Facebook Melvin Crispell The Third, on Twitter at _ Melvin Crispell, to keep up with me and, you know, everything that I have coming up.
All Right is the new single by this jewel of an artist. And y'all just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for this one. I already love it. This guy has a fantastic spirit. And Melvin, man, keep up the great work, man, because you're going to different levels. And I'm so proud of you in advance for what God is getting ready to take you.
Thank you so much, man. I so appreciate that.
Now, Melvin, before you go, can you just do this just for me? This is not for the listeners or anything like that. Can you just do can you just do that for me real quick? This is for me. That's it. This interview is officially over. Thank you so much, sir. You be blessed, man.